Let us again start from the Mishnah in Daf Mem Amud Beis. Einaisnin kemach l'seich chareises ay l'seich acharlo. One is not permitted to put kemach in chareises or in charlo. Now, the Rosh says that we're speaking about that this chareises and charlo have mayim in it. So one is not permitted to put kemach. So what is chareises? So Rashi says, v'yesh by chaymitz. There's chaymitz in it also. V'osi letabel by bosor. And it is used as a dip. Regilim losis by kemach. V'chol dovor shemake es taimoy. V'kemach lachazman machimitz. V'make es hatam. It seems they want to put something in that is going to get a sharp taste and an acidic taste. And therefore they put in kemach because the kemach will be machmitz. That's why kemach is put in. And therefore also be makeh as timely. So we have over here a concoction, this chareises. It has mayim. It has chaymitz in it also. V'yesh by chaymitz. And the Mishnah says one should not put kemach in it. So poshut we have a tzir of kemach with mayim and may peiris, which we had a similar tzir on daf lamed vav amud aleph. On daf lamed vav amud aleph it says that one is in lalocha we hold that may peiris are not machmitz at all. So when is there chimutz? May peiris and mayim. So we had on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph a machlekes tanoim. Machlekes tanoim was as follows: Isish and Eloisha b'yayin b'shemen u'dvash. The Minatam said this is speaking about with mayim also. Ein losh and Isa b'pesach b'yayin b'shemen u'dvash. You're not losh. Ve'im losh because it's memayel lahachmitz. You don't have your 18 minutes. Ve'im losh. Rabbi Gamliel oimer tisoref miyat v'chachomim oimrim yayochel. The Chachamim say you're allowed to eat it. You should bake it and you're allowed to eat it. So Laloche, and that's how we paskin in Simetov Samach Beis, that may peiris and mayim, even though it's a mamayel lahachmitz, one shouldn't do it, but b'dieved, if he did it, he should bake it right away, he's permitted to eat it. We're not chayish that it did become chametz after the esik, he bakes it right away. Now here we have a similar situation. We have here chareises, which has mayim and chaymitz. Oy l'seich hachardel. Chardel has mayim also. And you're putting in kemach, and you have chardel there. Ve'im nosan, what if he put it in? Ye ochel miyat. He should eat it up right away. So this is very good. This stems with the Gemara before. This stems with the Chachomim. That even though we have here may peiris and mayim, it's memarim lahachmitz, abo ye ochil miyat, one should eat it right away. Rabbi Meir oiser, Rabbi Meir asers, so it could be the svar of Rabbi Meir is, that there's a difference between Daf Lamed Vav and here. Daf Lamed Vav, you bake it and it's finished. Here you were playing with dynamite. We're playing with chareises, who perhaps, as soon as he mixed up the ingredients, did not be, even though it's memayim lahachmitz, but there's still some time, but it's going to become chametz pretty soon, and you're going to give him a heter that he's allowed to eat it, yayochel miyad, and what's called miyad, and how much. So rameyer, fakert rameyer aser. Ein mevashlin es a pesach loy b'mashkin v'loy b'mei peiris. One is not permitted to cook a korban pesach loy b'mashkin. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook it poshul mevushul b'mayim. The Mishnah is machadish that not only mayim is also loy b'mashkin v'loy b'mei peiris. Mashkin can go on the shiva mashkin and mei peiris is other mashkin also. Tusim remoinim. So it is also awesome. Avol sochin umatvilin oisei bahem. One is permitted to be matvil the Kolben Pesach in Mashkin. And one is permitted to smear the Kolben Pesach b'shas it is roasting also with Mashkin. And the small amount of Mashkin that is smeared on the Kolben Pesach does not make it mevushel, and it also is a din tzli. Meitash mishoy shel nachtem yishafechel, mipnei shehin machmitzim. The meitash mish of a nachtem, so he cools his hands by putting his hands into the water, so automatically in this water already we have remnants of flour and dough. It's going to remain there, it's going to become chomet, so therefore he should spill it out. So trashi ein mevashlim, dechsiv al teichlo mimenu no uboshel mebushel. Loi b'mashkin, the chiddush is loi b'mashkin, af al gav, dechsiv b'mayim, v'taymim mefarish b'gmor. Sochin, b'shas liyosoy, u'matbilin b'shas achilosoy. Mei tashmishe shal nachtin, shemetzanen bo yodov b'shoshu oirech u'mekatif es amatze, yishofeichu. Zogte gemore. Omar Rav Kahane machloikis l'soy chachardu. The whole machloikis between Rameyer and the Chachomim, that the Chachomim were matter to eat this concoction that has kemach in it and that will eventually become chomitz, that is davke l'soy chachardu. Abo l'soy chareises divrei hakel yisoref miyad. But if you put kemach in chareises, everyone holds yisoref miyad. Zogt Rashi, machloikes tishori leitane kama loichloi miyad, benoisein lesoi chachal, lefi shuhu chozok, vein meinicho maher lahachmitz. So Rav Kahane said like this, if you have meperis and mayim, that is the tzir of charoises, which is memayer lahachmitz, so then you're playing around with dynamite. You can't, as we mentioned before, Bemison the Sfore is brought down in the Prichodosh Simon Tov Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Aruch HaShulchan and Tov Samach Dalet, that there's a tremendous difference between the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov and in our case, the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov, even though you have something that's Memayla Hachmitz, but you stop the Chimitz by baking it right away, and we can be Seimach that one. While he's in the process of lishe and making the matzah, he can be careful that it won't become chometz. There you have asik, and right after the asik, you're going to have afiyah. So therefore, it is muta according to the chachamim. But over here, you have charoisis, which is going to become chometz, and it's memayla achmetz. So Rav Kahane said, in such a case, no one was ever matter. The chachamim also wouldn't be matter. How could you say ye ochel miyad? The ochel miyad is very relative. He's going to eat it, and if he made a lot, it's going to take 5 minutes to eat it, and it's used as a dip, and he's going to dip in, and another will dip in, and another piece of meat. You're playing with dynamite. So Rav Kahane said, by charoisis there's no machlokes. It's memayel lahachmitz. By chaldol, the chaldol makes. The chaldol the makes that it's not memayel lahachmitz. So good, so it's like it's with water. So you have a kaponim, you're 18 minutes. It also become chometz. But if you don't have the mehiris lahachmitz, so then you're permitted to make it according to the chachamim. And we're saying that the yechol miyad al kaponim will be in the 18-minute period. Masha'enkin b'charoises, which have a very short time, there will never be matter yeyochel miyad. V'sanya nami hochi. So the Gemara brings a b'raise, that the b'raise also says like Rav Kahane, inoisnin kemach l'soich ha'charoises, v'imnosan yisorif miyad. There's no machlokes by charoises. L'soich ha'chardul, rameyer oimer yisorif miyad, Vachachomim oimrim yeyochel miyad. So we see klor like Rav Kahane. Omar Rav Hune bereid Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Haloche kedivrei chachom. We paskin like the chachomim, that yeyochel miyad. We see this is a memre that came from Shmuel. Omalei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Lavuna Berei de Rav Yehuda. Now, where are you paskening like the Chachamim? How do you hold? Acharaisis Kamama? Do you mean to say Halacha Kechachamim Afilo by Charaisis? And that means you disagree with Rav Kahan and you hold as a Machloikis by Charaisis also. Or Yachardl Kamama? Or you only mean by Chardl? Omalei Lamay Nafkamino? The Barlet Rav Kahane, Tomer Rav Kahane, Machloikis Losech HaChardl, Ablosech HaChareis Diver HaKol Yisor of Miyatz. You want to know, what do you mean? Omalei Loishmi Ali Kloim Malei Svirli. He didn't hold this Chilik of Rav Kahane. He held like the Pashtus Loshen of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah by Stoys, that there's a Machloikis by Chareis is also. He passed like the Chachomim Yeochel Miyatz. Zogt Rashi, Achareises koma, mi islocho, der Rabbono nami Achareises pligi, loisvirili, ela bachareises nami shoru, va aloche kemoisa. Zogt Gemore weiter, Omar Rav Ashi, kevosei der Rav Kahane mistavra. It's mistavra like Rav Kahane. Now what? That the machlekes is only by chardel and chareises, even the chachamim asa. Why? Because, and with the big aray from Shmuel, Shmuel paskin like the chachamim. So Rav Huna, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, no, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yehuda said, that he paskin, Shmuel paskin like the chachamim, afilo by chareises also. So to Gemara name, Amar Rav Ashi kevosid Rav Kahane mistavre, that Shmuel only paskin by chardel like the chachamim. By chareises, he didn't paskin like the chachamim. Why? Mida omar Shmuel ain haloche kerab yaisi. We had before, and af mema medalef, amachloikes by lesise. We had as follows. Ein loisesin soiren bepesach. Be'im losas, what happens? You're not allowed to be shoyre, soyrem bepesach. Be'im losas, nisbaku asurais, loy nisbaku mutores. Whatever nisbaku means oimed lisbaku, it's mamish nisbaku, but nisbaku means that it's oimed lahachmitz, it's on the process of becoming chomitz. And if it's on that process, it's too late already. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yaisi oimer, shoyren bechomitz vechomitz saimsa. Rabbi Yaisi said that even though it's on the chimutz process, but chaimetz can be mevatel the chimutz and it won't become chametz. That was Rabbi Yaisi's, that was Shitas Rabbi Yaisi, and on that Shmuel said, ein aloche ke Rabbi Yaisi. So Omar Rav Ashi kevosi de Rav Kahana mistavra. Mida Omar Shmuel ein aloche ke Rabbi Yaisi. Shmuel himself said, ein aloche ke Rabbi Yaisi. So what does that mean? My love, it means smusi odaloi tzomitz. That means this chiddush that Rabbi Yossi said that chaimitz can stop chimutz. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So memela, so it doesn't have this koyach. So ibazoi, if it doesn't have this koyach, achamui mechamo. So then it's machmitz. That means Rabbi Yossi held that chaimitz had a koyach. That it prevents chimus. And Shmuel said, but ain't a lochik Rabbi Yaisi. So there's no such koyach of chaimitz to prevent chimus. So then it's like any other meiperes. No, any other meiperes, we hold that meiperes and mayim is memayel ahachmitz. So memayel, if it's memayel ahachmitz, so zicher av kahan is gerecht. So it's zicher mestaver. That if you have something that's memayel lahachmitz, you shouldn't keep it around, and that's mistava. Let us see Rashi. Kavosei the Rav Kahane mistavre the Omer Rabbanan achareises. Chareises is ein menicha mayel lahachmitz. So then that's mistava. But the Omer Rabbanan achareises leipoli chi Omer. Shmuel Allah kichamim machardul kama. Yeah, the Rav Kahane said that chareises there's no machlokes because chareises is memayel lahachmitz, and memayel lahachmitz everyone holds that you're not allowed to eat it. Chiyam Shmuel Allah kichamim machardul kama, which is not memayel lahachmitz. Why? Because we say Shmuel himself said, "Ein alochi kerabi yisi." Domalel chaimitz tzaimson. So we don't pass in like Rabbi Yisi. My love, me the loitzom is chitim. She's chilulinofach kvar alme kishal mashkenu. So vaystois, it's like other mashken. I mean, it's like my peiris. It doesn't have the Rabbi Yisi was machadish. It's bekoyach to counteract him. And if we don't hold like Rabbi Yisi, so it doesn't have this koyach. If it doesn't have this koyach, so it's may peiris. Kishal mashken. Ach mui nami mechame es anitin mitchila l'soyche. Ki the Rav Kahana, so the Rav Kahana is gerecht. So if it is may peiris with mayim, it's a maya lahachmet, so zicha Rav Kahana is gerecht, that no one would be matir to keep it around. It's not daima we said before, talisha. Lisha, you take it and you stop the chimus to the afiya, but over here, you're not stopping any chimut, and it's a mile of hachmet, it's zicha not mestava, that should be mutter to eat. So, v'chi, kasai bezoi, v'chi, koma, shmul, alochi, kechachomim, achaldul koma, v'loi acharois, not the way Rav Huna had said, that he holds that shmul paskin, like the chachomim, afilu, by Chagayis. And for the Gemara, loy, dilme loy mitzmas tzomis, v'loy chamui mecham. That what Shmuel said, ain't a lochik Rabbi Yosi, so you don't have to make such a machloikis min hakotza lakotza. Means Rabbi Yosi held that chaymit is so efficient, that if the chimitz process started, it can stop it. So what do you want to say? You want to say, no, if we don't know the Rabbi Yosi, we go to the other extreme. So it's may peiris, and with mayim, it's memailach. Why do you have to make such a machloikis? Could be we hold also chimitz has koiches against chimitz. We hold loy mitzmes somis. If there's chimutz in the process of, if it's in the process of becoming chomitz, it won't stop that process. Abachamui loy mechamit, but it won't become chomitz either. So what does Rashi say? Loy mitzmes somis, eshe hischil lahachmitz. Something became chomitz, it won't stop it. So now Lechera Rashi is saying, could be it is not even like mayim. Lehavi afilu kemayim. That means could be, but it can't be mechametz at all. It can't be mechametz. It can't stop chimutz. If you have something that started the chimutz process, it won't stop it. But it can't enhance chimutz at all. It's lehavi afilu kemayim. So what does that mean? So you don't have May Peiris and Mayim by Charoises. You have Mayim and an ingredient which is even less than Mayim. So could be it's also so Rameya could be Asel Rameya held, but this eventually will become Chometz 18 minutes and then become Chometz eventually. So Mameila you can't be matter someone to eat something that's eventually going to become Chometz. The Chamim said no, since it's not Memai Lahachmitz, so it is Mutter. Let us see Taisvis. Loishmiyali, Kloime Loisviyali. And then he held that there's a Machloikis Afilu by Chavaisis also. Av al Gav de Sanye Kivose. In fact, Taisvis, but there's enough Nebaraisa, like Rav Kahane, Kusava Masnisam Plige. But he held that the Mishnah is chaylik. The Mishnah vayistay seneis and kemol sechoyses of sadvim nosen yeyochel miyad. It's going on in both cases. Mida Omar Shmuel ein aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, how could you say that Shmuel paskens like the Chachamim by Chavoyses if Shmuel himself holds? Shmuel himself holds that not like Rabbi Yosi. So So therefore the Gemara held in the Havamina, if Shmuel holds not like Rabbi Yossi, so Memela should be Mechametz. Memela Halachmetz. Hashte Medame Chometz Lecharoises. So the Gemara seems to hold that the Rabbi Yossi is speaking about Chometz alone. Rabbi Yossi said, Musi Tzomitz, and the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So Memela, it's not Smusi Tzomitz, so what'll be? It'll be Chamui Mechame, and we mentioned before, no, what'll be? It'll be Memela Hachmetz. That's how the Gemara learned of it. It's not Smusi Tzomitz, it's Memela Hachmetz. Balkain Nireleri, the Ule, the Omala El, Benkach, U Benkach also, Mishim Lechlech, Amrin, and Zira, Schir, Schir, Lekamale Sikra, Polig Adarav Kahane, the Rav Kahane, the Omar, Avosoich Chareses, the Divrei Hako Yisorif, Ulaula Lei Osar Mishum Lech Lech Amrin. Let us explain what Tosfos is saying. We learned yesterday, the Gemara Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Mem Amud Beis brought down a Machlokes Tanoim, a Reitze Sheyimlel. If a person wants to pour Kemach into a Tafshil, so the machleik is tanoim. The tanakama holds noisiness a kemach, vacharkach noisiness a chaymitz. You put the kemach and then you put the chaymitz, and it's mutter. The yesh oimrim af noisiness a chaymitz, vacharkach noisiness a kemach. That yesh oimrim say you can put the chaymitz in first, even though the chaymitz is diluted, dissolved in the tafshil, it's not in its full strength. So the chometz will also be poyul, that it shouldn't become chometz. So the machlokes, the tanakame and the yeshayme. Tanakame holds meiker adin, if you put chometz first, it's no good. The yeshayme holds, if you put chometz first, it is good. Now, Ula said, echad ze ve'echad ze osa, mishum lech lach amrin in azir. Shmuel said, both are osa. Why? Not osa meiker adin. So I say, Ula holds Meiker Adin like the Yeshayim. That Emerson, the Chaimitz will help, say you put it in before the Kemach, say you put it in after the Kemach. It's going to help. Now, Lechumre, Liyasa says, Lekama Leisikrov, Liyasa says one should not do it, one should not eat it. But Meiker Adin is Mutter. So according to Ula, we have here a case. That you have, let's say, the second case, you have your chometz first, you put chometz in a tafshul, and Ula said, me'iker hadin, it is mutter. No, it's frumkeit, you shouldn't eat it. That's what Ula said. Rav Kahane said, we have in the same case, you put a chometz in a tafshul, this is in charoisis, and Rav Kahane says, according to the chometz, you saw of miyat, you have to burn it. So Maya lahachmetz. So let's see Taisus Nachmo. Hashem Adam chometz lecharoses. While Kain here read the Ula Domel Arbenkach Arbenkach also Bshem Lech Lachamrin in the Zira Escher Escher Lekamel Esikre Poligad Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane Domel Avolos Echaroses Liver Hakol Yisore Ula Loi Osa Omishum. Lech lochem rinon. So we see klar, Ule is chaylik an Rav Kahan. Now, lechayre, I didn't understand, lechayre, the dimyan between these two cases. The way we mentioned before, the tzir of charoises is ziche, it's going to become chometz. That's no shayla about it. It's ziche going to become chometz. The whole pilpul and whole machlekes is, if will it become chometz, or will it be memayel lahachmetz? And then if it's memayel lahachmetz, it's not mistava that you should say yoichel miyat. Or if it's not memayel lahachmetz, then we could say there's a machlokes tanoim. He has for 18 minutes, so we could say yoichel miyat. That is the whole pilpul over here between Rav Kahane and the Chilkim Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane holds it's memayel lahachmetz, and And others say it's not memaila hachmas, but al kapan al zicha become chomets. Now the case of before we were speaking about a case by melila, reitz sheyimlo neisnes hakemach v'achkach neisnes hachomets, v'yeshayim af neisnes hachomets v'achkach neisnes hakemach. So lechayre there no one said yoichel miyat. It seems everything is being taken care of. You put in the chomets and a guten tag. Doesn't say you have to yechol miyad. Seems you're allowed to eat it. So we have to understand what Taisus is medama both cases. But l'chayre there's a tremendous difference between both cases. Here it's ichah going to become chometz, and there it seems after you put in the chometz a shalom al yisrael, it doesn't become chometz. So what's tamazay the? I mean, how do we understand these two cases? Tamazay, both of them have chometz. Here it is a din of either meperes or mayim or mayim alone, but it's going to become chometz, and there it's shalom al yisrael. So the Dvar Shmuel seems to be mevayer as follows: that in the case of melila, it seems that we're going to cook it. In this case of melila, there will be a process of cooking. No, cooking is not a good etzer because the Gemara said before that adam mevashalei mechame. That means even though after it's going to become cooked, it can't become chametz. Until it becomes cooked, it'll become chametz. So that is the maila of chametz. The chametz makes that it slows the chimutz process, that we can cook it and it won't become chometz yet. That means even though cooking enhances the chimutz process, but the chometz slows the chimutz process. So memela, it's a meila dike oftu. So memela, when you have chometz there, so I can cook it and I can be assured it won't get chometz, and though it's going to be cooked, it zicha won't get chometz. That is the meila of chometz. So chometz makes the chimutz process slower. So memela, so Taisva says, Ula said, as flumayid, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't rely on that. Aba meikar din, I could rely that chometz will slow the chimutz process. And here, Rav Kahana says, meikar hadin, when there's chometz, it's verkehrt, it's memayel achmet. So, shloshtal zachfor over there, I mean, we have their bishul, and it's chometz, and it's memayel achmet. So it zicha wouldn't be mutter. So therefore, Taisva says al kochach taf mezogim that Ule does not hold like Rav Kahane. Zok Taisva weiter, my lav midaloi mitzmes mechame. So now the Gemara had a havamina. What was the havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara held that other. If you hold like Rabbi Yosi said that chaimitz is tzmusi tzomis, chaimitz prevents chimutz. Good, I feel it started the chimutz process, it will stop it. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Yosi, so the Gemara held that it's the other extreme. Then it's meperes and mayim, it's memayel lahachmitz. That's how the Gemara held in the Havamina. The Gemara says no, even the Cholkim and Rabbi Yosi it's not mechametz. That's what Rashi said. It's worse than water. It's not even mechametz at all. But it doesn't stop chimutz. Koshelari. The la'el koma, yesh oimrim af noisen es achimitz, v'achakach noisen es akemach. Before, we hear that was the machloikis, the tanakama, the yeshaim. The yeshaimim held that if you put in the chimitz first, and the chimitz is diluted, in the tafshul, afal pikein, you can put kemach, it won't become chometz. So the Gemara wanted to find out who is this yesh oimrim that is makel, that even diluted chometz can slower, the diluted chometz can slow up the chometz process. Who is this yesh oimrim? So the Gemara said the yesh oimrim is Rabbi Yosi. The yesh oimrim is Rabbi Yosi. We mentioned yesterday the Pnei Yeshua Svore, just the old Cheshbon, the Pnei Yeshua said, how did the Gemara Chepet Suta Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara held that if Rabbi Yosi holds that plain chometz can stop chimutz, So diluted chaimetz al kaponim can zicher al kaponim slow down the process. That so memele the sefer that says that afilu you put the chaimetz first and then the kemach is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Apach v'luk mikrab Yosi d'amar shayrim b'chaimetz v'chaimetz ayimsa mashme. The Tanikame the Yesha Imrim. So who is the Tanikame? I know Tanikame the Rabbi Yosi. The last light, the Chaimetz Tzomitz, they hold that Chaimetz is not Tzomitz, so therefore diluted Chaimetz will not help. But the Tanikame, the Chaylik on Rabbi Yosi, also holds, the Chaylik al Rabbi Yosi also holds that if you put the Kemach first and the Chaymetz is not diluted, so he holds that it'll slow down the Chaymetz process. Alme kasov ha'afagav deloitzom is chabu inam iloy mechame. So how could the Gemara here have a hava minish? That if you don't hold like Rabbi Yosi, it's like mei peiris and mayim, it's memayim lahachmetz. We see from the Gemara before, that I feel you're a chaylik on Rabbi Yosi, so it's not the other extreme, it's pshat is it'll still slow down the chimutz process. By merid de leil, ayri lefi ha-maskona d'oche, zokteri, that the Gemara before is going according to our maskon. That means, after our maskon, that the Gemara says, taka this yisod, that afilu the chaylikim on Rabbi Yosi also hold the chamuy loy mechame. So then the Gemara attempted to let it say that the seif is Rabbi Yosi, and the reish is the chaylikim on Rabbi Yosi. But ein chanami, according to the Havamina, the Gemara would never hear such an akimte. Yeah, zakt Taisvis weiter. This is going on the Mishnah. Ein mevashlnas a Pesach loy b'mashkin. Teima lama shonon kav. How does this come? This is we're still in Kol Shor. We're still in Hilchis Chometz and Matz, and all of a sudden we got into Hilchis Tzlias a Pesach Sochna Matvila Noisoi. Ein mevashlnas. How did this come in? Since we learned already Hilchis Bishul, that is a psu shlukes umavisholois by Morel. So he wants to say, so he wanted to speak about the din Bishul by Korban Pesach. So Mamela, the next Mishnah, right after Yerokis, he should speak about that you're not allowed to be mavashal the Korban Pesach. We spoke about other things in between. So why all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, he speaks about the Korban Pesach? So the Rishash wants to say that the Shaychus in this Mishnah is because of the Matvilin Chalik. That even though we learned before, Fakat, we learned before that the Shal about Chalosis, about Chaldol, these things are Chorif Tuvit, and I would think that's mevatli tam Pesach. It's kamash melon that it's not mevatl tam Pesach. That's what the Rishash says. It seems there's a machlekes. What's pshat in this? There's a machlekes the Magen Avraham and the Ma'adim Ezmanim. The Magen Avraham in Tov Samach Aleph Sifkot and Zayin says that it's not mevatel the tam of the Korban Pesach, mishum de nofish taime tvei mi matzah. That means, you want to say matzah, you're not allowed to be metabol in something, because you lose the tam matzah. But a Korban Pesach is a stronger tam, so even that, so the tibbel is not mevatel the tam of the Korban Pesach. That's how the Magen Avraham says. And the Ma'adim Ezmanim and Chelek Zayin, Kuf Peites wants to say, Shekol shebola hashbiach atam leslanbo. That means that bechlau is not considered bitul atam. If you want to be matim, the achile, there's no shaila of bitul atam. Fakert, it's called, I'm enhancing the tam of the Korban Pesach. I'm making it spicier. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ein mevashlan. We learned in the Mishnah that one is not permitted to be mabashal akol b'Pesach, loy b'mashkin v'loy b'mei peiris. Tana Rabbana. It says, boshul teichlo menu no, u'boshul mevushul b'may. B'may, so mayim is a miyut. Ein liyelo b'mayim, that afki b'mayim there's an issa. Sha'ol mashkin minay. How do you know other mashkin is also osa? So the Tanakama amrit kal b'chayim. Uma mayim she'ein mefigin taimon asurim. Mayim, when the mayim goes into the Kolben Pesach, it does not take away from the time of the Kolben Pesach. You have a foreign substance in the Kolben Pesach, but the time is still time of Kolben Pesach. Va'af al PK. The Torah asa, the boshel mevushel b'mayim, the Torah asa, sha'ol mashkin, shemafigin taimon loikolshke. So vada gevis, if you'll have mashkin, which are, it's a foreign object in the Kolben Pesach, and it's also meiser, the tam of the Kolben Pesach, vada gevis, it goes into the iser of boshel mevushel. Rabbi Oimer Adrosh Bamayim Ainli Alamayim Sho Mashkin Minayin Tamaloima Uboshul Mebushul Mikol Moke. There's a Yitaloshin. So the Yitaloshin is Marbe. The Yitaloshin is Marbe Shamashkin. Esoteira says Mayim, and Uboshul Mebushul is Marbe Shamashkin. The Zakasha, the Mizrochi asks, so why does it say Mayim? You need Boshel Mevushel to be Marbe, so Nitzstein Mayim, and you won't need a Yitta. Okay, Zakasha. Al Koponim, that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe says that you have Mayim, and in order to counteract, you shouldn't be Memayit Shah Peres, we have a Yitta Loshen from Boshel Mevushel. Zakta Gemore, my binay, what is the difference between Rebbe and the Tanakhama? What's the difference if you learn from a Kal Vachomer, or if you learn from a Yitolosh, Abulamai Sabinishvi, we end up in the same, with the same alochet, that the Tlavdav Kemai. So the Gemara says, Ike binayu tzlikedo. What will be if you'll cook it in its own fats, in its own juices? So according to Rabbi Boshom Avushal Mikol Mokim, any oifen of bishul is also. So bishul is, you're cooking something in a liquid, it's being cooked in a liquid, so when it's cooking it in its own juices, it's also called mevushal. So it'll be also. According to the Tanakhama says, Batsam, there's a miyut. There's a miyut of mayim. Boshom Avushal of mayim. So the Gemara says, mayim does not come to be memayit apple juice, because apple juice is worse than mayim. Because apple juice has its tam, so it's mayfig the tam of the Kolben Pesach. So mayim does not see, the mayim does not come to asa, mayim does not come to asa, mayim does not come to be matir apple juice, because apple juice is worse than mayim. So memele, so, but it does fall say mayim. So mayim will come to be memayit slikeda. Because slikeda is better than mayim. It's cooking in its own juices. There's no foreign, there's no foreign substance that is even going into the Kolben Pesach. Let me boy, it's not taking away the time of the Kolben Pesach, but you have no foreign substances going into the Kolben Pesach. So according to the Tanakhama, we asked before Akasha, why do you need mayim? So the Kasha is only according to Rebbe. The Rebbe has the Rebbe has a Yito, so the Kasha is let it not say mayim, and let it, and it's anyone, and let it say boshel mevushel without anything, and they'll include, or they'll, let it say boshel or mevushel, and they'll include everything already. Any type of bishel, every type of bishel, including tzlikeda. But according to the Chachomim, according to this is the Beis Meir says this. Of according to the Chachomim hold you learn from a Kal Vachomer. So according to them we have a problem. According to them we have a problem. I'm sorry. According to Rebbe, we have a problem. Let it not say Mayim.
According to Rabbi, all Bishel is Osa. Slikeder is also Osa. So let us say Boshel. The whole problem is because it's, that's how we started off. Talk about Mayim, Ainli Alamayim. Mayim Vaista is Dafke Mayim. So now Mayim is, so therefore we need a Ribui to be Marbe Shar Bishel. So the Gemara, so the Mizrahi Esaka shall let it not say Mayim, but let it say Boshel. And I'll know every bishul will be yosa. That'll include the Kedor, Mayim, Shamashkim. That is a kash according to Rebbe. According to the Chachomim, the Beis Meir says that the kash is not shver. According to the Chachomim, Paket, I need Mayim. Mayim is telling me only Mayim is yosa. It's Likedor, is Mutter. I let Shamashkin also be Mutter. So now he said, no, it's a Kalvachoyme. The Gabi, it's a filu mayim, b'chol shkein shal mashkin. Zogt Rashi. B'mayim, u'boshel, b'vushel, b'mayim. Shemefigim taimon, shenoisne boi tam shalahem. U'boshel, mevushel, ribu Yehuda, havalei lemichtev, no u'mevushel. Tzli keido, shemevashlin, oisoi b'kdeire, b'loi mayim. Beloy shumashke, elamayim aniflotim mishimloy. A man the yaleflo mikalvachoyim. A person learns that from the kalvachoyim, ocheshori. The Rebbe the yalef miribuya einami boshel mevushel. Now this Rashi lechayre is shver. Rashi is lechayre shver because as follows. That Rashi says, if you hold according to the Chachamim, if you hold according to the Chachamim, so then it will come out that Slikedo will be Mutter. Now, L'chayre, that's L'chayre saying a mouthful. How could Slikedo be Mutter? L'chayre, there's an Isser of Mevushel. So, the Chachamim hold the Isser Mevushel is not by Tzlikeido, it's only by Mayim and Shamash. Good, there's no Issa Mevushel. You won't get Malkis al Taitoichel Mimenu Mevushel, because of this Bishel of Terdinah, but it's not Tzliyesh. It is not Tzliyesh also. So how does Rashi say that according to the Chachamim, Laman the Yalef lo Mikal Vachoyme Hoche Shori? If Rashi would say, L'man diyalach lo mikal v'chaymer einei loike al mevushel. It's good. You're not loike al mevushel. But Rashi says it's mutter. You're allowed to take the korban pesach and eat it. I'm allowed to eat a korban pesach. Seveltach ki'im tzliyesh. So this kasha will put on hold, and when we'll see the sugya later, we'll see a teretz to this kasha. Zog Tosfos. Ike beinayu tzlikeida. Perish, iloika olav. If you'll be loika ansel, Taisus says klo, that what we just mentioned before, we see Taisus seems to touch this nekuda. Ike benai slikeda, not if slikeda's mutter. Iloika olav, the nafkamino be, if you'll be loika anslikeda. Iloi. Avalakula alma have a proposal have it. That's ikhe, you're not allowed to eat a kolben pesach that was cooked in its own juices, was pot roasted. The asay nami isbo, the tzli machmas dovarachehu. Then it's tzli machmas dovarache. Kedemrinin bereish keitza tzoylen. The Gemara says two cases that passel the kol. Notav mi roitvoy al hacheres. If you had a kol that was roasting in a tunnel. Now, some of the juices dripped from the Kolben Pesach, al acheres on the Chalsei Atano. V'chozar olov. And then it jumped back. It's spritzing on the Chalsei Atano. And from the heat, it jumps back onto the Kolben Pesach. Yitoil es mekoimoy. Why? Because this is Sli Machmas Dovaracha. The Reutev is Sli Machmas Dovaracha. It got roasted already from the Chalsei Atano. Noga becharsoi sheltano. So the whole reitiv is also. Noga becharsoi sheltano. What happened if the korban pesach itself touched the hot cheres of the tano? Yikleif es mekaymi. Need klife. Reitiv is more than klife. it penetrates more. If the Korban Pesach touched the hat char seyatano, so need cleave it. So you can't say ike binayu it's likedo. That's likedo is mutter. Likedo zich not mutter. It's tzli machmas davarach. It's not tzli eish. So the what the Gemara means ike binayu it's likedo. If you like it, out the love of mevushel. But it's zicha also. Period. Then Taisa says, v'chein, the whole sugya over here, v'chein shal mashkin, that we have here limudim to tell us that shal mashkin is like, it's like lemelef le'yimalkis, the whole shaka v'tayis is their malkis on shal mashkin. I will pshita the l'chol ha'pochas ike say the chiyim tzliyesh, you don't need a limo to tell me that if you cook the korban pesach, it's osar, it's ikher osar, on the oldest ribuyim. It's not sliyesh. No, without this ribuy, I would take you say you're not loika alts mevushel. So the pasuk comes and tells me that you're loika alts mevushel. Vim taima. So if the whole shakla vitaya of the Gemara is legabi malkis alts mevushel, so according to the chachamim, v'heichi yalif shamashke mikal v'chaima, v'ein mazirin min adin. It's ein mazirin min adin. It's a kal v'chaim. The pasuk says mayim is also. So you want to say that hu adin shal mashkin. Ein ela megale de bishul de kro airi af pishal mashkin. That the kal v'chaim is. I'm not now learning a new halacha. The kal v'chaim is megale. How do you learn pshat and pasuk? The pasuk is telling me that afilu mayim is also. That's what the pasuk is telling me how to learn shan the pasuk. Afilu mayim is also. Even though it's not nice in town, to tell you about slikeda's mutter, we mentioned before from the base mayor. Afilu mayim, what's not nice in town is also, but slikeda's mutter. But sham ashkin is about to give this also. So it's not a new issa. It's a gilui how to learn shan in the pasuk. That mayim means afilu mayim. No, so the Kal V'chaim is telling me that that's pshat of the pasuk. Zog the Gemara weiter. The Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon hold that Shal Mashkin, we don't learn out from a Kal, the Shal Mashkin, we don't learn out from Boshel Mebush. We learn it out from a Kal V'chaim. So what do they do with this Yitter HaKrov? The Rabbonon, I boshel mevushel my ovdilu. What do they do with the boshel mevushel? And the Gemara, mi boilei lichdesanya. Bishloi, v'achakach tzoloi. We learned a baraisa as follows. If a person was mevashel the korban pesach, and afterwards he roasted it, oyshe tzoloi v'achakach bishloi, chay, she's chayv on the lava of mevushel. Frag the Gemara, zay, bishloi me bishloi v'achakach tzoloi chay, the bishle, it's mevushel. So meveile, so it's chayim al mevushel. El tzoloi v'achakach bishloi hotzliyeshu. So the Gemara that have him in the held, since it was once, it roasted already, so it's called tzliyesh. What you do later with it doesn't make it oisliyesh. If it doesn't make it oisliyesh, the Gemara held it's not called mevushel. If it's tzliyesh, it's not called mevushel. That's what the Gemara held. Unless you'll say that the bishul is mevatel the tzliyesh. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara, the vial, without the mudim, without sporis, the Gemara held these two yesaidis. That if it was once tzliyesh, so that's the shame, it's tzliyesh. It's not called mevushel, it's called tzliyesh. So how can you be like it now while it's mevushel? Omar Rav Kahane Homoni Rav Yosi. It's going according to Rav Yosi, the Sanya. We learned in the Baraisa as follows. Now here the Baraisa is speaking about matzah. Yoitzin berokik ashori ubemevushel shaloi nemuach divrei Rameya. Rameya says, if you have a matzah, and you soak the matzah, or you cook the matzah, and shaloini muach, but it did not become, it did not fall apart, it did not become liquefied, is your yaitze. So what did Rameh? So Rameh holds that as soon as you bake the matzah, it has a shame lechem. Whatever you do with it later, you soak it, and it's a sagi matzah now, or you cook it, but it still has the shame lechem. The bishul is not mafkia the shame lechem. Rabbi Yosi Omer Yoitzin Beroke Kashori, Avoloi Bemevushel. Rabbi Yosi holds, we are not Yoitze Bemevushel. Afal Pi Shaloi Nimuach. Now what does Rabbi Yosi hold? So Rabbi Yosi holds that the Bishul is Mafkia, the Shem of Lechem. That means even though it was first baked and now you cooked it, so Rabbi Yosi says that it's not called baked anymore. It's called cooked. Now you have a cooked dough. So the second process is mafkiya, the first process. So Memele Zok the Gemore, so that is Pshat in the Baraisa. We hear a Baraisa Tzoloi, V'achakach Bishloi. We hear Yechayiv Alts Mevushul, so we ask the Kashuayim, Yechayiv Alts Mevushul, it's Tzoloi. The Gemara held the first process that remains, so you can't change it. So it's solid, finished. That's not called Mabushal. So the Gemara says it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi holds that just like Bishul is Mavkiya the Shem Afiya and it doesn't have a Teiris Lechem, so Bishul is Mavkiya the Shem Tzli, it's now called a Mabushal the Kikovim Pesach. So Yoiver al Tzpashal Mabushal. That is what the Gemara said. Now let us see Teisus before we see Rashi. Omar Rav Kahana Omoni Rabbi Yosi. Teime. Now, we have to hold Cheshbon. We had a problem over here. The Gemara said, according to the Chachomim, who learned Shar Mashkin from a Kal V'chomer, we have an extra word, Boshel Mevushel. So the Gemara asked, so what do we do with this extra word? So all of a sudden, the Gemara says, we know what the extra word comes to tell us, that if tzoloi, v'achakach bishloi yechayiv, and then the Gemara brings Rabbi Yosi. Now Rabbi Yosi is speaking about matzah. By matzah there's no extra word. So kochach Rabbi Yosi holds misvore, that the second process is mevatel the first process. That's what he holds misvore. It's not called pasta anymore. It's called the cooked dough. So memele, teime, the Rav Kahane, the mukilo ke Rabbi Yosi. So we're back to the old kasha, the rabbonon I boshel mevush my ovdilu. What do they do? We asked the kasha, what do you do mevush mevush? So you told me that they tell it, they needed to tzoli vachakach bishloi to tell us. To tell us that it's called mevushel after it was nitzle. Like tzorich, you don't need a posig for that. The misvore yodino, the bishul mevatel atzli. You see, Rabbi Yosi holds misvore. Kedama Rabbi Yosi, Gabi Matze. V'yesh loima, the Rav Kahane sova, the Rabbi Yosi yalef mi boshul mevushul, the bishul mevatel afi. So Rav Kahane said, no, from misvore yizicha don't say such a thing. Misvore, the first process remains. If it was baked, it was baked. If it was roasted, it was roasted. So Rabbi Yosi had a posik boshel mevushel. So Rabbi Yosi said, what do I do with the posik? The posik is coming to tell me that if it was first sli and then mevushel, it's called mevushel. Nechai about the law from bishel. So he asked the second question, how does this work? It's mevushel already. It's sli already. So kochoch the Torah was megalit. That the second process can be mafkiya, the first process. And it's called mevushel and not sli. Because he held misvore, if it would be called sli, it wouldn't be called mevushel. So if it's called mevushel, that's what he held misvore. If it's called mevushel, al-kochach, it's not called sli. It's not called sli. Say bazai. So kochach, the Torah's megalit, the second process, and mevatel, the first process. Zogichai bezoi. So now we have this yesoid. So now we can use it in other halachas also. So if you'll cook a matzah, becomes ice ofui. That's how Rav Kahana learned Pshat and Rav Yosi. Now, let us just go one step further. Good. That's according to Rav Yosi. What do the Chachomim hold? That means, the Chachomim hold, we brought a Baraisa before. It seems there was no Machlekes in the Baraisa. The Baraisa said that, that Solev Achakach Bishlay is Chayev. So he said, according to Rabbi Yossi, he used the Boshel Mevushel for this. But, and according to Rameya, according to Rameya, or according to the Chachomim, who don't ask in the Boshel Mevushel, I mean, how do they know this then? So the Dvar Shmuel says that they held that it could have a shame mevushul without being mevatel the Torah's tzli. That's what they held. It could have a shame mevushul without being mevatel the Torah's tzli. So Memele, Rabbi Yossi held along the snitters. Like, if it's a tzli, it can't be called mevushul. So Memele, so the Torah says it's called mevushul, so it's right, it's tzli. So Memele used that by matzah also. The Chachomim who don't have a posik, I mean, Rabbi doesn't have a pasuk. He uses boshel mevushel for to tell me shalmashkin, to tell me tzlikeidos also, or Rameya. So the Dvar Shmuel says they held misfore that it could have a shame mevushel even though it had a shame tzli. So Mamela, so the Bryce isn't telling me big chadushin. Bryce is telling me tzolei v'achakach bishlei chayiv. Because it's mevushel also. So mamela who adin if you'll have haste this matzah you'll cook it. So it's cooked also. It's also schlecht it's cooked, but it's matzah also. It's cooked matzah. There's no problem with cooked matzah. That is lechayre the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rameya. Let us go a little further. Ula oma. Afilu teimo Rameya. It could be you need the posik for Rameya also. And the posik is telling us that it has that the bishul is chal after tzli. Shani hoche da omakro uboshul mevushul mikol moke. Now here we have to understand what Ula is telling us. Ula is telling us as follows. Ula is telling us that in Emerson Rameya holds that the second process is not mevatel the first process. Therefore, if you have afiyah and then you have bishul, it's a kosher matzah. Aye. So it's a kosher matzah, so it'd be a kosher kolben pesach also. So I have a giliyakro. It says boshul mevushel. Shani, hochet omakro boshul mevushel. No, kan shel ben avavosh teiten posik. So it seems there's two ways how to learn Pshat in Ula. The Bach learns that it's a gzeiras hakosuv that Tzli is mevatel Bishul. But that's it. You don't have more than that. If the Torah, I'm sorry, Bishul is mevatel Tzli. The Torah is megala that Bishul is mevatel Tzli. So Mela, Boshul, Mevushul is coming to tell Yosef. First Tzli and then Bishul, so the Bishul is mevatel Tzli. That's a gzeiras hakosuv. But to derive from this Bishul is Mevatel Afiyah also, the way Rabbi Yossi said, oh no. Shani Yochad is a Gzeiras HaKosov that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli. That's it. That's the Pusik said. I'm made it can't have a shame of Vushul if it doesn't lose the first shame. But that's a Gzeiras HaKosov that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli. But that's it. It's not a Yesod for all over. So Mamele, here we're speaking about if Bishul could be Mevatel Afiyah, I hope Bishul can't be Mevatel Afiyah. So therefore, Rameya holds that if you cook the matzah, you yaitze. That is how the Bach learns. The Reish Yosef seems to learn a different pshat. The Reish Yosef seems to learn as follows. That Uboshel Mevushel, the Torah was Marbe, it doesn't become mevushel. If it's tzli, it doesn't become mevushel. But the Torah was marbe. If you did a maise bishul to a korban pesach, that's tzli. So even though it doesn't become mevushel, it's also you're also over the lav. That's the ribuy akra. That means if it's tzli first, it's tzli. It won't become mevushel. It's tzli, but the Torah says, but by cooking it, you're over the lav. And the lulei de mistafina, I wanted to say, could be, it's totally, what is the extra word? Boshel, mevushel. We have it two words. So which is the extra word? So if you learn that the mevushel is the extra word, so then we learn like the Bach, that the Torah was megala, that here it becomes mevushel. The second process is not mevatel the first process, but here's Xeris HaKosuf, here there's Xeris HaKosuf, that bishel's mevatel tzli. Bishel's not mevatel afiyah, but bishel's mevatel tzli. So that could be if you learn that the extra word is mevushel. If you learn the extra word is boshel, so that's the ribiyakro. The cross said if you cooked it, even though it did not become mevushel, but by cooking a lot alone, you're also over the lav. Al toichlu mi menu no u boshel. If it was cooked, not that it became mevushel through the cooking, but you cooked it. So it's a tzli that you did a maise bishel with it, you're also over on the lav. Al toichlu mi menu no u boshel. According to Ule, it comes out that if you have a tzli eish, and then you, if we'll say it the way with the second mahalach, that the iser is for boshel, it's not mevushel, this is out boshel. So if you have a tzli eish, and you cook it, so the iser is, it's not cooked, but the iser is a boshel, you cooked it. So memele, zoktaroi shoysev, so could be that is pshat in Rashi. Rashi said before, according to the Chachomim, Tzlikeda is shori. So we asked the kasha, Tzlikeda is shori. You're not over al tzmevushel, but how could it be shori? So the Rosh Yosef Rashi means in such a case, he first roasted it. And then he cooked it Tzlikeda. So what will be the din? So by Tzlikeda, there's no iser of boshel. The Chachamim hold, there's no iser of boshel by tzlikeda. So if you learn like Rabbi Yossi, so no iser he, no iser her, but it's not tzli. The bishel is mevatel the tzli. So then l'chay it wouldn't be over. That's if you learn like Rav Kahana alibed the Rabbi Yossi. But if you learn alibed the Ule says that l'maisa the iser is not because it becomes mevushel, not because you mafkia the shame tzli. Though there's an iser of boshel, even though it's not mevushel. So the mele, you can have a hechetimtze, that it was first tzliyesh, and then later he made it tzlikeido. So the mele, according to Rebbe, this is also als boshel, it was cooked, and it's not permitted to be cooked in any liquid whatsoever. So according to Rabbi, you like out boshel. But according to the Chachomim, since there's no iser of boshel by there's no iser of boshel by tzlikeda, so it's shori. You're allowed to eat it. That's pshat in Rashi. So now let's learn the Rashi's. Chayiv Malkis Alachilosoi. Rabbi Yossi Doma Bishul La'acha Afiyah Bishulu. It has a shame Bishul. Yoitzin de Chayves Matze Barokik Ashori B'Tavshul La'acha Afiyosoi. That what Rashi mentions, that Tavshul Weiss the Chayves Afilu wasn't Shori B'Mayim. There's a Machloikis Apoiskim. If you soak a matzah in something that's nice and tam, if that takes away the tam matzah. Others say, Dafke Shori is only b'mayim. Rashi Weiss is nitazo. It's going to Sharatzin. This is Shitas Rashi, that you don't, that I feel not mayim is also mutter. Ba'afal pishem is masmis lechemu, kol zman shaloi shulkayim, shaloi nimuch legamri, v'chein b'mavushu. That's according to Rameyah. ולאי במבושל דאב לחם קרינה בי, ואף על פי שכבר נפה בטענו, even though it was baked, חויל בחוזר ובישלה, this is רבי יויסי, ביטלוי מתאירס לחם. שאני הוכה, רבי דסאולה said, no, could be, אפילו it's going, אפילו according to רב מאיר, שאני הוכה, דרבי יקרא בושל מבושל, דאב לילה מכתב ומבושל, זה הרס הכוסף היא בפסח, So here from Rashi Taka we see how Rashi learned. It should have said Mevushel. Rashi says Klor, that the extra word is Uboshel. So this is coming to tell us that for Boshel, you're also Chayiv.